Simmons Attic Test, Civ Vav. Civ Hey, we started discussing the Indian of Hey Mevatel Neslachat Chila. So, the beginning of Civ Vav, the Mechaber just continues. I think you'll have to maybe move a little closer, if that's possible. So, in the beginning of Civ Vav, the Mechaber continues talking about Hey Mevatel Neslachat Chila when it comes to an Isser Derabbanan. Okay. So, the Mechaber, the way he paskins, we said, well, let me just go back for a second. Yesterday we said, or 2 days ago, whenever it was, that when it comes to mevatalis lechatchila, there's different forms that you could be mevatalis. You could take a piece of iser, kazayis of nevela, and throw it into a huge pot of potato soup that has 100 times the potato, the piece of nevela. That's mevatalis lechatchila. Or let's say if the iser fell into a pot that did not have enough heter, if you add heter, that's also called. And then we said there's even a third way, which is if the iser got mixed into a sheer bittel, but it was a davar chashuv. So you broke it up to make it ois chashuv, that's also called in vatnes lechatchila. But what happens when it comes to an iser derabbanan? So the first way, taking a piece of iser derabbanan and throwing it into a pot of heter that has shishim against it, that you can't do. And if you do it, it has the same din, like if you were mevatel an iser deraisa, which means if you did it b'shoigig, it's going to be mutter. But if you did it b'mezid, we're not going to let you eat it. That type of emavatan eslatchila din derabbanan, an iser derabbanan is the same as an iser deraisa. There's one exception brought in the basis of chalal sutzlar. It's a different type of an iser derabbanan. Regular ordinary iser derabbanan, you're not allowed to be mevatel lechatchila. And if you did it b'mezid, it's going to be aser. Here's where it's a little different. If it fell in to heter and you didn't have a shear to be mevatel it. So then, the Mechaber paskins that you're allowed to add heter. You wouldn't be allowed to do this if it would be an iser deraisa. But, meaning an iser deraisa that got mixed into heter and didn't have a shir mevatel, that we learned in Sif Hei. But by an iser derabanan, you're allowed to do that. Where do we see this? This is the Gemara says this. The Gemara Maseches Beis says that concerning mukta, stamazai branches are mukta. But if it's prepared for a specific usage before Yontif or Shabbos, then it's not. So Yontif, you're allowed to make fires, right? So wood, fuel, firewood is not necessarily mukta. Could be mukta, could be not. If it was designated from before Yontif as firewood, okay, so then it's not mukta because it has a usage on Yontif, so you had in mind to use it for that purpose on Yontif. However, stem branches that fall on Yontif, they didn't fall before Yontif, and they were shaykh to be used for things that you could have in mind that you would possibly want to use this for your oven. They fell on Yontif, so then you're not able to. Those are mukta. Okay, so you can't move it, and not only can't you move it, worse than moving is you can't use it. Because you can't light it and use it for warmth or for cooking or whatever it is. But the Gemara says if some branches fell directly and mixed directly into the woods with the prepared firewood, it's called Eitzim Uchonim, the firewood that was already prepared. So if it fell directly into the Eitzim Uchonim, now it's mixed up together, you don't know which is which, so then it could be bottle. Or let's say if it wasn't, you didn't have a shear bittel. Let's say it was five branches that fell into four branches of Eitzim Uchonim. So you didn't even have roiv. You had more iser branches. So then what do we say? So Gemara says we allow you to add more heter branch, take more heter branches and put it in the pile. And now until you'll have roiv against the Eitzim that were nashrim in adekel, the branches that fell now, and now it'll be bottle, and you'll be allowed to be allowed to move it around. The din of muksa will fall away, that you're moving it around, you'll be allowed to set it up. And now, the problem, the Gemara says, wait a minute, even if you add it and you add a shir bittul, yeah, the problem is, it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin is something which right now it might be aser, but if you wait till tomorrow, it's going to be mutter. Right? The classic case was the Beitzim Shanel, the Beitzim Shanel de Yomtif. Right now, it's aser, but after Yomtif, it's mutter. So we say that many kulas don't apply by davar sheyesh lo matirin. We don't say Sveikir Rabbanon Lekula by davar sheyesh lo matirin. We don't say bittel by davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin that's asarid de minoy afilu ba'alaf loy batul. So you have these branches. The only aser to use today after Yomtif, they're fine. It's muktzah, so you can't use it now. After Yomtif, they're fine. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So what does it help you that you have a shir bittel? It's davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the Gemara answers, mikli kol isura. This is different because when are you benefiting from the wood? After the wood is being consumed, that's when you're having your benefit. You're benefiting from the consumption, after the wood is being destroyed, that's when you're benefiting. Okay, so that's the Gemara. But what it sounds like, Bashkaf Rishayna from the Gemara, is that because it's in Isidra Abanan, we're allowing you to lechatchila go and be marbe. And therefore, it's going to be bottle, and that won't be allowed. There was a side problem with davar sheyesh lo matirin. We said that's also not an issue here because it's mikli kol isura. So from the straightforward presentation of the Gemara, it sounds like, actually, the Gemara talks that out. The Gemara says, but how could you add more heter wood? You're being mavatal iser. So it's an iser d'rabbanon. So in iser d'rabbanon, we don't mind, we don't allow you to be mavatal iser to throw it into heter. But if it fell into heter and it wasn't a sheer bittel, you could add. And the Gemara, on top of that, had the shaila that is davar sheyesh lo matirin. But before the davar sheyesh lo matirin issue came into the picture, right from the first part of the Gemara, l'chayr, what comes out is that when you have an iser d'rabbanon, you're talking not allowed to be mavatal it l'chatchila, maybe, like to throw it in, but if it fell in, you could add heter. So that's what the Mechaber paskins, based on that Gemara. Okay, let's read the Mechaber inside. Iser shel divrayim, if you have an iser d'rabbanon, so then ein ma'arvin oisibiyah. Let's say you had that atzei muktzah, yeah, you had that branch. So let's say you have a branch of muktzah. So to throw it into, to kick it into a pile of eitzim uchanim, or to bring a bunch of eitzim uchanim and put it on top of it. So that's ein ma'arvinos to be a daim kedei levata. You can't throw it in to be mevatel it with, you know, be a daim. So it's to take the iser and throw it in to the heter. Bimasakin, and if you did it, so then it's the same rule as in Sif Hei when we spoke about an iser deraisa that you were being mevatel. If it was bemezid, it's aser. And only b'shoigig will obviously be mutter, because when it came to iser deraisa, we said the halacha was that shoigig is mutter, right? Then here's it's a little different. Aval Ibn Afal, by the way, you pointed out to me or when you were learning the Torah that the Aval, the Rajba says Aval in the beginning. Aval is a shel divrayim. And I thought, and we were discussing, he said it was a little shver to you. So we said the Aval really belongs by Aval Ibn Afal Me'atzmai. So that's when the Mechaber says over this Rajba, he changes that word. He took the Aval from the beginning of the Sif and he put it before the Im Nafal. Aval Im Nafal Me'atzmai. But if it fell in by itself, say the like that example that the branches fell into the pile of wood, fell directly into the pile of wood, you just didn't have a shear bittel, then we allow you to go add additional heter to be mavatal yisur derabbanon. Aval im nafal me'atzmai ve'im be'hetar k'dei levatloi mar be'lavu mevatloi. Then you could go add and make it be batal. Yeah. So this is where yisur derabbanon is a little more easier. That's how the Mechaber passes. Let's read the Ramah. V'yesh ayim, the Ramah says, The Ein Levatal Isser Derabanan Oyla Hoyse Velov Kamoy Beisser Deraisa. That even by Nisser Derabanan, it's the same like Nisser Deraisa. The same way. Nisser Deraisa. Not only can't you throw it into the heter, but even if it fell into the heter, you can't add more heter. So the same thing as by Nisser Derabanan. That even if it fell in by itself, you can't add additional heter. I, the Gemara, clearly allowed you to do that.
That's muksa. This is not a case of iser gaf. Muksa is a case of the time right now. This is awesome. The time frame. This is not. It's not the pshat. This is awesome if neatzma. It's not iser on its own. Time right now. This is a bad time to touch wood. We see it from the fact that afterwards it's going to be fine.
That makes it worse. That makes it into a double sheish lamatirin.
It did, yeah. But it's a...
That makes it worse, not better. I hear what you want to be machalic, but that sounds like it should make it worse. So what does Ramah do with the Gemara? The Ramah would learn, just the way some Rishonim learn, that when the Gemara answered Mikli Kali Li Sura, that the reason why it's okay, the reason why the Bittul works in that case, is because the hanah that you're having is once the wood is consumed, that's actually not just taking away the problem of davar sheish lo matirin. Our problem was that davar sheish lo matirin is loy batal, period. And we're explaining to you that chumra doesn't apply in this case because mikli kali li sura, that the benefit that you're having is only after the isser is being consumed. That rule of mikli kali li sura is actually taking care. It's going on the first part of the Gemara as well. When the Gemara said the etzem, the Gemara gave you permission to add. And the Gemara said, it's mevatalus lechatchila. The Gemara said, well, don't worry about it. It's an issa derabanan. Why? Because it was mikli kali yisura. It would be an ordinary issa derabanan. It's not mikli kali yisura. So then it wouldn't be allowed. And that's the shita of the Ramah. But that was an exception. That seems is an exception because it's mikli kali yisura. That's why you're allowed to add. But regular, even if it's an issa derabanan, you still can just go ahead and add heter. Yeah, what? No, that example that we were discussing was the Atzei Muktzah. It's the Muktzah is an Issa Derabanan. The whole Din Muktzah is an Issa Derabanan. It happens to also be Davar Sheish Lo Matirin. That was a side question. So one way of learning was the Mikli Kali Yisura is only addressing the Davar Sheish Lo Matirin issue. The actual Bittul, the permission to be Mevatel, that was because of an Issa Derabanan. And that applies to any Issa Derabanan. Or that was the Mechaber's Mahalach, and the Ramah's Mahalach was a no. The Mikli Kali Yisura is not just explaining to you why it's able to be bottled even though it's Davar Sheish Lo Matirin, it's also explaining to you why there's no problem with Emevatanis Lechatchila. There's no such rule that. Normally, even by Nisid Rabbanan, there would be. Here, there isn't. So it comes out that if it's a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin type of an issue, okay, if it's a Davar Sheish Lo Matirin issue, then everyone agrees that there's a problem, that it would be a problem, unless it's Mikli Kali Yisura. Now, this will feed us into the Shach's question. Shach has a question that there's a steer into the Mechaber. There's a steer in the Mechaber over here. Oh, over here, the Mechaber paskins that an Issa Derabanan. You're not allowed to be Mevatel B'Yadayim, but you could be Moisef Alaheter, you could be Marba Alaheter. That's how it's known. In short, when you want to talk about it, it's called Marba Alaheter. That's when it fell in by itself and you add more Heter. There are Mechaber paskin that you could be Marba Laheter by Nisa the Rabbanon, but in Hilchas Chanukah, the Mechaber paskins, you can't be Marba Laheter. What's the din in Hilchas Chanukah? Because it says the din is that you're not allowed to use the leftover oil. It's hooked to the mitzvah, it's designated for its mitzvah. You can't use it for a mundane purpose. You use leftover oil one night, you have leftover oil, you can use it for the next night. You can probably use it for the next year if you want to save it. But once Hanukkah's over, you can't use that oil stamazai to light Shabbos candles or whatever. You can't use it for other. Yeah, uksel. Well, uksel mitzvasai. I don't review all the halachas now. I can't say that I remember all the pratim. So therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch over there that you have to make a fire and burn it up. You can't use it. So then the Mechaber says, that's the oil itself. The oil itself is aser. But if the oil got mixed into other oils, so if there'd be a sheer bittul, so it would be bottle. Yeah? But if you don't have a sheer bittul, you're not allowed to be Marbala Heter. You don't, if you didn't have Shishim, no, it's Lach, I guess you'll need Shishim over there. The Eitzim is Yavish, you probably need Reif. The oil. No, Mimbimine, but that's Mimbideraisa, but Mimbideraisa. You make Exer, we treat every case of Mimbimine. So you're supposed to add. So the Mechaber says you cannot add. You're not allowed to add more kosher, more usable oil, and to be mavatal. Even though it is an issa derabanan, the whole mitzvah Chanukah is a din derabanan, right? So the kedusha of the whole mitzvah that it was used for was a mitzvah derabanan. No. Doesn't work. But it was only used for the kedusha that it has could only be from a koyach of a derabanan. So you're talking about a din derabanan, and we're not allowing you to be meisif. That's a stir in the mechaber. That's the shach's question. Okay. So the shach answers over here. Shach yutes. So the shach really he's not satisfied with his answer, but he says it could be somehow, and he doesn't really talk it out, but he says somehow that din is more chomer. Huktzah l'mitzvasei. It's a different types of muktzah. You know, there's muktzah of you know, something was not designated from before Shabbos or before Yontif, and therefore the chacham made a gzeir that you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos and Yontif. Okay, that's muktzah. And there's huktzah l'mitzvasei. That's when something is designated for a mitzvah, can't be used for a mundane purpose. That halacha could be, and we treat it more chomer. In other words, because that already the concept is, you know, we don't want you to have like a zilzal in the mitzvah. So there's no, once already, it's not like a din that it's muktzah, so if you mevatel it, it's beseder. That's more like a zilzal, so you still have that zilzal, and you know, if we allow you to be mevatel it, you know, so it's still something like, it doesn't talk it out. It's something al derech zeh, When it comes to, if it's uktzal mitzvah, say it's more chomer, and that's why we're not allowing you to be marbala heter. Okay. What? And he doesn't really like the answer. He kind of leaves it open. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chanukah gives a different answer. The Magen Avraham says, just like we said over here, what came out from the sugya, the way we presented it now, that if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, everyone agreed that it's a problem. That it's a problem of you can't be marav al heter. You needed mikli kalu yisura. That was what allowed you. So the Magen Avraham says, this is kind of like a davar sheyesh lo matirin. In other words, we're not talking about iser oil. If you want to save it maybe for until next year, Chanukah, no one's stopping you. So it's like a davar sheyesh lo matirin in a certain sense. So that's why, even though it's an iser derabanan, we're not going to allow you. First of all, why is that not called mikli kalu yisura? What do you want to use it for? To burn it. Oh, so that's the shach himself says. He brings down. Because there you're gaining from the light. Over there, you're gaining from the heat that comes after the wood is burning. Yeah. Okay, so that concludes pretty much the sugya of Ein Vatnas Lechatchila. Now we have to move on to, I guess, a little bit of the harder sugya, the union of Chayzer V'Neir. Says the Ramon. Before we read it inside, we'll just say a little bit outside, and then we'll read it. If you have a pot of heter, you have 60 ounces of potato soup, and then a drop of nevela roitiv drips in. You had more than 60. It's bottle. The soup is mutter, yeah? It wasn't enough to give a time into the soup, so the soup stays mutter. Another drop fell in. You still have 60 against both drops. At a certain point, more drops going to fall. At a certain point, if you add up all the drops together, you're not going to have shishim in the original potato soup against all the drops that fell in. So the shaila is, how do we look at it? Do we say, and these are the terms that you have to know, do we say kama kama bottle? That means each drop, the first drop that fell in, kama kama, the first drop, each one as it's falling in, it's becoming bottle.
What's kama?
Kama is the first. Baba kama.
Oh, kama, the cook.
Kama kama bottle. Or do we say Chozer v'neir. That means to say that all the drops, they combine together, and the later drop wakens up the earlier drops, and if all together you don't have a shir bittel against it, if all together, if you combine all the drops together, you don't have shishim in the soup against all the drops together, then the soup is aser. Kama kama bottle, or chozer v'neir. So there's a lot of different siyurim. That's the basic. Those are the two possibilities. But there's a different siyurim that a teruvus could happen. Okay, it could happen in the case of imishayin aminoi. Happen in the case of min b'minoi, which means the example we gave was some roitiv nevela falling into potato soup was a case of lach, teruvus of lach, where there's taste going in from the iser today. There's a blia, or a mixture, from the iser going into the heter. So it's a case of lach. And it's a case of imishayin aminoi. Okay? That is the strictest case. La halacha, everybody's maskim. There is one shita in the Rishonim, shitas haravid, that holds that it's possible to say, even by imishayin aminoi, kama bottle. By the time all the drops fall in, I'm going to end up tasting in the potato soup, I'm going to taste the nevela. Not only that, if they continue falling in, I might even have at some point more nevela drops than I do potato soup. It doesn't matter. Because the problem is only for you to taste the taste of iser. If that nevela was nisbatel and turns into heter al pi toira, same toira that told you that you're not allowed to eat the taste of nevela, told you that when the nevela falls into the soup and you have shishim, it's bottle, so it becomes part of the soup. Now more and more, and it's all becoming. So even though now in the end I am tasting a taste of the meat, I'm eating potato soup, and it's gvaldik, it tastes like meat. But it's not treifa meat, because each drop as it fell in wasn't his bottle.
Was the first drop of the bottle, the second drop as well?
Yes, it would. If you say kama bottle, you're adding kamus, you're adding quantity to your heter. Your potato soup is growing. So we don't paskin like that. When it comes, the Ramban has a whole big shaila on this ravid. It doesn't work this way. When you're gonna taste the iser in your heter, certainly we say chozer v'neir. If you're gonna end up tasting it, at the point that now you're gonna start, when you're eating your food, you're eating your potato soup, you're gonna be tasting the chazer, you're gonna be tasting the nevela in it, that. We don't say that the Gedrei Halacha just allows us to ignore physical tam. Okay? Halacha doesn't take it that far to allow us to ignore physical tam. You're going to end up tasting the Yisr, Zichr, you're not allowed to eat that Taruvus. Okay? 60. So the question, and that's how we paskin, like the Ramban, that. Of course, when there is an issue of Nesinas Tam, you're up to creek. There's no such a thing. You have to say Chozer v'Neir. That's not a stira, by the way, to what we learned in the end of Tzimin Tzadik Ches, that Isurim Mevatlim Zeh, that the Isurim do not combine with each other. Not only don't they combine, they help to be Mevatl each other. Right, if I have 59 kazaisim of potato soup, and a kazais of chelev and a kazais of dam fell in at the same time, I don't say, well, I had 2 kazaisim of iser in my potato soup, and I only had 59, so therefore, you know, it's going to be aser, because I would have to have 120 kazaisim of potato soup in order to. We don't say that. We say, no. The blood helped to be mevatel the. Since I'm not tasting either one, and not only that, since even though I didn't have shishim of heter against each one, but the little bit of iser helped to mevatel the other iser. So that's, yeah, it's the opposite of chozer v'neir, right? That's the exact opposite of chozer. We're saying that the surim are mevatel each other. It's even more than saying that they're just bottle, and they're mevatel each other. Huh? So what's the difference? It's a pasha to answer. Over there, we're just talking about two opposite isurim. When you're dealing with chelev and dam, two completely separate isurim, the separate shame of an isur, means one is an Isser Chilev, was an Isser Dam. They have different tastes. Chilev doesn't taste like Dam. Then one Isser is Mevatel the other Isser. I don't have to be Mevatel both of them. I don't have to have... You know, I don't have to have 120 kazesim of potato soup. Not only don't I have to have 120 kazesim of potato soup, the chedev could help me mevatel the dam. So when it's isurim chalukim, separate isurim, so then we say isurim mevatlim zezeh. They could be mevatel each other. Not only don't they combine, but they help to negate the other one. Okay? Here we're discussing when the same isur, more of the same, is falling in. Nevela fell into the potato soup, and a little more nevela fell in, a little more nevela. When more of the same iser is falling in, then the shaila is, do we say kama kama bottle or choyzer v'neir? Even when more of the same iser is falling in, there's still an argument to say kama kama bottle. So how do we paskin in this? So he said, when more of the same iser is falling in, so if there's an issue, an acute issue of tam, where you're actually going to be tasting the Isser, the halacha is not like the rabbi. The halacha is chayzer v'neir. It's going to be a problem. Okay? You're going to have shishim against all the Isser together. Yeah. That's how we pass it. The question is, what's included when you move away? When you move away from that example that we just gave of actual mevela roite falling into potato soup, where you're going to be tasting when you eat the potato soup, but once you don't have shishim, when you put together all the drops of nevela that fell in together, you don't have shishim against it, so you're going to taste the Isser. What happens when you move away to other cases where you don't taste the Isser anymore? For example, min b'minoy is a case where you wouldn't taste it. Let's say if I'm cooking a pot of meat and some treifa meat. Let's talk about, we're only talking here about the tam, not about yavish b'yavish. I'm cooking a pot of chicken soup and some roitiv of treifa chicken dripped into the chicken soup. So even if it's going to drip in the whole entire day, and am I going to, when I eat the soup, can I say that I'm tasting the treifa chicken soup? I'm tasting the, not really. But what I'm saying is you don't have that. The issue that the Isser is staring you in the face is not so strong. Here already, there's room to argue that if halachically the rabbi was right, you know, if halachically the food was already bottle, so you could rely on bittel. And each drop that went in was bottle. Yeah. You'd probably be able to go past Roiv as well. Yeah, you would be able to go past Reif. Meaning, even if eventually you have more Isser than you have Heter, I'm not saying a specific Shita. I'm just saying, b'mino already, you don't have that issue. Also, Yavish b'Yavish, you also don't have an issue of Tam, by the way. Meaning, let's say I have 5 pieces of kosher meat, and a piece of treifa meat falls in. Okay, it's bottle. Another piece, still bottle. Another piece, still bottle. Well, now already 3 pieces. I still have Reiv. I have 5 against the 3. We don't say Hanan, so we were only looking at the Isser that fell in, right? 3. But I'm saying by the time you get 5 pieces that fell in, you no longer have Reiv of your original kosher pieces. Amongst these 10 pieces, you don't have Reiv Heter pieces. So do we say Asar, each piece that fell in was bottle? Why can't we say Kama Kama bottle? Why is this worse? Not distinguishable.
Each piece is a piece of soup. It's not a big pot of soup. Everything gets mixed in. Right. Each piece is an individual piece.
But it's not nicker. I don't know which is the Isser one. Bittel. Listen, you have a kasha on the whole din bittel b'roiv. Right now you're denying the whole din bittel b'roiv.
Indistinguishable. When you have something.
But you understand, your kasha is not a kasha on this din of Choyzer V'nei. It's a kasha on Bittel B'Roiv. We didn't learn that. We'll learn the Simukov test. When we get there, we're going to see the Makar for it. Maybe we'll see a Svara for it. And that's a different... saying your kasha is on that.
You mentioned the
Kamsa That's also a kuf test issue. So anyway, so you have yavish b'yavish. So wait, let's finish up. Well, we're running out of time. So let's say if you have yavish b'yavish, you're ready. You're not going to, no matter how much iser falls in, also not going to have an asinas time, because that's the definition of yavish b'yavish, that the there's no blia going from the iser into the heter. If you have yavish b'yavish min b'she'ena minoi, you're also not having time. Huh? Yeah, you have a trouble. How do you have a taruvus? Okay, well, we'll also have to talk about that in some koftes. In the examples that you can't recognize it, and there's no way to know, and there are cases. Oh, not if they're not hot. Not if they're just mixed in. Let's just say over this again. I can't stop in the middle. So when it comes to yavish b'yavish, there's not necessarily a sinas tam. We don't have necessarily such an acute issue of chayzer v'neir. You don't have that. Now, there's also another nekud, another factor, and that's yediyah. Okay, the only time. Well, not. It's a machloikas about this, but many poskim say, many rishonim say, that there's a, when it comes to this, there's a difference when it comes to the question of whether or not we say the original iser was a readiness battle, you know, and now it came part of the heter, kama battle, or do we say no, it wasn't yet in this battle, or maybe it was this battle, but the second iser comes together with the first iser. An important factor here is whether or not there was yediya. Was when the first iser fell in, did you become aware that iser got mixed in? When you got aware and you had a sheer bittul, then you could say, "Al pi halacha was in this battle." Now already you could say it became part of the heter. Masha enkein, if drop fell in, another drop fell in, and by the time you found out about it, you already didn't have shishim against all the drops together. So we go by the time you found out about it. If by you found out about it, the bittul is happening when the bittul happens when you find out about it. Mishas, you are aware, you come aware of the taruvis, that some iser got mixed into heter, and you want to be done. Do I have a shir bittul? Do I not have a shir bittul? And you see you have a shir bittul, it's batal. And if you don't, so it doesn't help you that it fell in drop by drop by drop. Okay? That's how most Rishonim say that. If it falls in, even if it falls in drop by drop, but if there's no yediya, then for sure we cannot say kama batal. Almost everybody agrees to that. Almost everybody. Okay? If there is yediya, so then we have our discussion. If it's mim b'she'ena mina belach, you know, we're going to have trouble with accepting that for sure. If there was a yediya and it's not mim b'she'ena mina belach, everything after that is debatable. So we're going to say that any case of lach is a problem. In other words, not just mim b'she'ena mina belach, but even mim b'mina, even though there's no tam. But when it comes to lach, we always say mim b'mina corresponds to mim b'she'ena mina, because it would be mim b'she'ena mina, it would give a tam. So we always make that gezeira. So when it comes to lach, we're going to say chayzer v'neir. Even if there's yediya, even if you became aware when the first drop fell in, okay, if there's no yediya, we're also certainly, in all cases, we're not going to say kama batal. Okay, but if there is yediya, and you're talking about yavish b'yavish, so there are those that say, we always say kama batal. That's how the Ramah paskens. I'm sorry, we always say chayzer v'neir. Yeah? Even if you have all the milas, even if it's min b'minoi, yavish b'yavish, and there was yediya b'ntayim, when each piece fell in, there was a yediya, we say chayzer v'neir. We always say chayzer v'neir. Okay? The only time Yisurim don't combine is when they're opposite Yisurim. Yisurim Chalukim. Otherwise, we always say. But the Shach says, not necessarily. Our main issue is Nesinas Tam. So, Min B'She'ein Min B'Lach, for sure, no. Min B'Minoi B'Lach, it's close enough to Nesinas Tam, because it's Gzeira Ato Min B'She'ein Minoi. Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Minoi, that's very far removed from Nesinas Tam. Even if it would be Mim B'She'ena Mini, it still wouldn't be Nesinas Tam, because it's Yavish B'Yavish. Even if it would be B'lach, it's still wouldn't be in the Sinas Tam, because it's Min B'Minoi. Because we're so far removed from the Sinas Tam, we could say, if there's Yediyah, says the Shach, we should be able to say, there's enough Rishonim on our side, that we should be able to say, Kama Kama Batal. Listen, there are Maz Machmir, so perhaps some, you know, unless there's a real need. But if there's a real need, you could be Mako. But what happens if, let's say it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ena Minoi? There's no Nesinas Tam now, but is that close enough to a Nesinas Tam? So the Shach Tain is, yes, it's close enough to a Nesinas Tam. Because the Shach says, because if you would cook it, there would be a Nesinas Tam. So that's also called, yeah, so that's also called close enough to a Nesinas Tam that we're going to say Chozer V'Neir. However, the Isser V'Heter, other Rishonim, they'll be willing to say, even by Min B'She'ena Minoi, as long as it's Yavish B'Yavish, and Noida, they'll be willing to say, Kama Kama Batal. So what we have here is like this, basically. This is the Ravid who says, as long as there's Yediyah, you say Kama Kama Batal. We don't pass like that. In all cases, we don't pass like that at all. When it's Min B'She'ena Minoi, when it's at the Rubus of Lach, we should say, we also, the halacha, we all agree that we say Chozer V'Neir, even by Min B'Minoi, even if there's Yediyah. If it's Yavish B'Yavish, so again, if there's no Yediyah, we require Yediyah in order to assume something's batal and to become part of the Heter, we need to have Yediyah. But if it's Yavish B'Yavish and there was Yediyah B'Tayim, so if it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Minoi, the Ramaz Machmer, the Shach is Mekel. And if it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ena Minoi, so then there, even the Shach will be Machmer. But there are those, the Yisr B'Heter would be Mekel even by there. And the answer to that question, the key to that question is, how do you view Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ena Minoi? Do you view it that's close enough to Nesinas Tam, or do you view it as it's Yavish B'Yavish? No, it's Lach B'Lach Min B'Minoi, even though there's no Nesinas Tam, we said no, that's Xer Ato Eina Minoi, that's considered a case of Nesinas Tam. There's no actual Tam, but it's a case of Nesinas Tam. Yavish B'Yavish, one can argue, is not a case of Nesinas Tam. Or you can argue that Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Minoi is not a case of Nesinas Tam. But Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'ena Minoi is also a case of Nesinas Tam. So Allah, you have the Ramah says you always say Kama Kama Batal, even if it's... You always say Chozer V'Neir, thank you. Even if it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Minoi Anoida. And the Shach says... You always say Chozer V'Neir, unless it's Yavish B'Yavish Min B'Minoi V'Noida, then you could be Mekel, and then you have those that are also willing to be Mekel in all cases of Yavish B'Yavish, as long as there was Yediyah. Let's just read the Ramah inside. Then Isashon is battle, Kagoyin Shehoi Yashishim Kenegdoi, it was already in his battle. Minitoysa Bayacharkach. Afterwards, this battle, more Isser fell in. Min ha Isser harisha, in the same type of the original Isser. I mean, it will be a different Isser, Isser m'chalukim. Then we learned in Simen Tzadiches, Isser m'vatlam zeze. Not shy to talk about that there mitzarif, that's Chozer V'Neir. But if it's more of the same Isser, then Chozer V'Neir, we pass in Chozer V'Neir. There are shittas rishonim that are meikel. Well, how are we pass on the halacha Chozer V'Neir in all cases? Benesar, loishna min b'minoi, loishna min b'she'ena minoi, loishna yavish, loishna lach. Even if it's a terubis of yavish, and it's, this is the pasht the pshat in the Ramah. Even if it's min b'minoi, and it's yavish b'yavish, loishna noidim time, loinoidim time. It doesn't make a difference if you knew before. All these things are factors that are discussed in the Rishonim, that the Rishonim make differences. So the Pashtas reading of the Ramah is a note. Even if you have all these three things working for you, the was Yediyah by a Teruvus of Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish, Afal P'Kein, Yisei Chozer V'Neir.